Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, I don't know how you found a lady that has her own oyster farm, but I'm going to tell you, that's one of the coolest things I think you could do is farm something out of the ocean. And I don't even know how you, you know, guard your farm to make sure some other dude in a boat doesn't come steal your stuff. But there's got to be a way. Maybe it's honor among farmers.
You know,
Who knows?
That fisherman community out there, they all know each other. And they all know where the other ones fish, and they know when they're going out and coming in. And they work as a team. So I don't think that's probably the biggest problem. I think somebody from out of town like me who had a boat who might just wander up, you know, would be a bigger danger than the locals.
We were talking about it on break. It's like she said she went out in a boat and got them. But then she said when the tide went down, the sandbars exposed. I think I'd just hop out of the boat, walk over there, pick my oysters.
That's what they do.
And then get back in the boat when the water goes up. Now, you're going to be out there a while because what's that, every 12 hours? Tide changes. So you probably, they might have some drinking involved too. That's my kind of place. I might have to go become an oyster farmer. I don't know. This kind of sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's.
But anyway,
that's in your future. I'm pretty sure.
Right up there. Things I'm going to be doing. But anyway, spring is here. I don't think so yet. It's the middle of March, but boy, it sure feels like it with this warm weather. So we've been diving into tuning up your equipment. We covered in the first segment the gas grills and the charcoal grills, but you know, we could get asked a lot of times, what about natural gas versus LP gas? You got some thoughts on that?
I think if you can, well, first of all, let's say what do you have at your house, natural or LP?
Right.
That's going to have a lot to do with it. If you have natural gas, do I think you should run a gas line to your grill? Absolutely. Because you can get a plumber to run a line, or you can run a line yourself for $100 or $200, if depending on how close it is. Some jobs are harder and more extreme, but typically there's a way to do it. And then you never run out of gas. You know how frustrating it is when you're grilling and you don't have a spare tank and you thought it was full, but it's pinned to the cabinet of your grill and it looked full, but it's not.
Right.
And bang, she's out.
Nothing worse than running out of gas when you're cooking on for a bunch of people. But, you know, the other thing with that is that you really need to have your grill set up for natural gas or LP gas. There is a difference in the orifice, I believe is the proper term. Is that,
yes.
Is that right?
Yep.
Is that you need to have it set for one or the other. Is it due to the pressure or the actual like weight of the gas itself?
Well, it has to do with the density of the fuel. Propane is very dense. It has to have a lot more oxygen to burn because it's a very dense fuel. It's a byproduct of natural gas and oil refining and things like that. But to get it, you know, compressed and condensed into a can shipped, you know, you wouldn't want it to be a heavily expanded gas. You'd want it to be a condensed gas. So that's what it is. So your orifice is going to be smaller, the orifice being the little hole at the end of the
gas valve
on your grill. You know, everybody's seen an orifice.
Easy, brother.
Yep. And then that goes into your burner tube. And on the end of your burner tube, there's generally something that has a screw on it that slides with holes in it. And that's called your air shutter. So for LP gas, your air shutter is going to be in one position. For natural gas, it's going to be in another position. Natural gas is a much less condensed gas, lower BTU per volume. Much cheaper to purchase, by the way. So if it does cost you money to run a line out to your grill, you'll get it back over the years. But natural gas is fairly safe to work with yourself too. It's just, you know, people always freak out about natural gas, but when you're talking about outside with a grill, it's such an expanded fuel that your chance of an explosion or your danger of any kind of a big explosion are much lower than with propane. Propane will create a bomb, okay? Propane will mess you up.
Right.
Natural gas.
This is the point of the show where the lawyers walk in and say, we are not providing advice on how to run gas lines
your
grill.
That's okay. You do it yourself, and God bless you if you screw up. But with natural gas,
hopefully
it's
just
blow,
not
right? that. Yeah. It's really, you know, it's good to be cautious, but it's just not nearly as risky as propane. Now, the real nice part is just never having to go and take your tanks in and get them filled.
Right. Now, does natural gas burn hotter or cooler than propane?
Cooler.
Right.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
It's not
so
as
you're
dense.
you're gonna find it that
it's gonna have a bigger orifice to get the same BTUs. You're gonna throw more fuel at it, and you're gonna actually have to adjust your air shutter because the gas to air ratio is different too.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you have propane at your house. Do you then bother running propane to it? Oh yeah, because again, you're still not going to get those tanks refilled, and you're going to buy your propane at $1.59 a gallon. You're only going to throw like what, 6 gallons, 5 gallons in a 20-pound tank, something like that. So you're going to have $10 into it. If you go into the store, you're going to spend $20 or $25.
Right.
So it's still at least half the price, and you're burning propane. But now it's coming off your big bulk tank instead of, you know, throwing the cans in the car and running down to the hardware store.
Yeah, and of course, all of this assumes that you grill in the same place. You're not rolling a grill into the garage at the end of the cook and then bringing it back out. What we're talking about
in which
here
case, yeah, you're right, stuck with propane.
You're stuck with the
tanks.
No,
not necessarily. Not necessarily, because in that case, if you have a place that you always like to roll your grill to, you can still have your plumber run a gas line there, and there are these quick connect hoses that they make. Any good grill store will sell them. They're a gray tube, and they've got the quick connects like your compressor hose has, and that's on the back of your grill, and you just plug it into your house or the outlet next to your house where the gas comes out, turn the valve on, bang. That's a beautiful scenario too, even if you want to keep it mobile. You can have your plumber put a couple different locations in for that.
Yeah, the tech grills that you have on your back deck are like that they've got that quick connect fitting on the back of them, yet the one of your techs stays where it is all the time. The other ones are portable.
I hard-piped one. Yep.
Right, yep. So, but kind of cool. Just, again, a little tip, if you can take a little bit of time and energy to do that, you're going to find it's a lot more convenient. You never worry about when people are over turning that gas on and it flutters a little bit. The other thing I want to touch on, Bob, is because when people are moving these things out of their sheds or their garages and they maybe jostle it a little bit, sometimes when you turn that tank on, you're going to get there's a safety feature on a tank, right?
Yep.
Explain that.
And that's not even always from jostling it, but that brings up another good point of the jostle, Joppy. When you do that, moving, banging your grill around with those little plastic tires, sometimes you'll actually kind of make that burner inside jump. And the burner is very often just sitting on a couple pegs. So it can jump and pull those burner tubes right out of the orifice. So you really want to, after you've moved your grill, you really want to take a peek at that. That's a really good point you accidentally brought up there.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the one I brought up. And the one I brought up was with regard, because it's happened to all of us, in the gas tank where you turn right. it on and you can't get any heat and you can't get any kind of substantial flame
yes.
out of your grill. And it's like, what's going on?
If it senses that there's too much gas flowing too quickly, it means you probably left your burner control on your grill. So when you're opening up your valve on your tank, it gets a rush of gas instead of just pressurizing the line. It's pressurizing the line and flowing to the burner. And the safety valve is there to keep you looking like a real man.
Time for some man law.
Now you're a man!
His Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. If you've known a guy for more than 24 hours, his sister's off limits forever, unless you actually marry her.
Dude, well, how are you going to marry her right out of the box? You got to spend a little bit of time with her, and then what, do you get permission from him? I guess that's probably
the I didn't
way.
Write the law, dude. I'm just reading it.
Oh, all right.
But neither. Speaking of law, we got a law. We got this Uniform Code of Military Justice. And we want to help keep that thing intact, so we want to make sure that our troops get some barbecue. And Operation GI Barbecue is at gibbq.com. We're just about wrapped up with this year's event, and we're only waiting on one last little auction. And we're really lagging and getting that together because we can't find a location. So if you have a good location idea for an auction for our Henry rifles and all this stuff, get a hold of us at gibbq.com or thegrillingguys.com.
Hey, thanks for listening this week. Get out and enjoy this unseasonably warm weather. Fire up a grill and make it a great weekend. We'll talk with you next week.